Blog Talk Radio.
Because of that tweet he said, and he says that people need to apologize to him for attacking him a couple months ago when he said there was that repeat, one of those repeats about when Jason and Sam were talking about having a baby or whatever, and he said, oh yeah, it looks like my prediction is that they're going to go that story by giving her a baby, and then people are, I think it was a DeSantis fan saying, oh, that's never going to happen. She's never going to have a baby or whatever. Or I don't know who, if it was the DeSantis fans or Liaison fans or both or whatever. So they were attacking him that he made that statement or whatever about that. And so now he's saying, oh, now people got to apologize to me because I'm right. It looks like they're having a baby or something. So, you know, basically... Yeah, that's basically what I got from that. That's what he said. He wanted to clarify it. It wasn't an apology to either fan base. It was an apology basically to him. So that they should apologize because he was right. So.
Oh, and this is the same guy. No, oh my God, I forgot to put Jason and Liz on the SmackDown because we want to. Oh, I forgot about it. Oh, bullshit. You cannot forget about something that big. You cannot fall asleep at the wheel that big.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, I mean, he says, he also said that.
Oh, my God, okay. You know what? The other side in the room, he got the date wrong. He said 2002 and it was 2005.
Oh, listen to this. I just brought up his tweet from like an hour ago. He said, because it's the Soaps and Deaths ABC guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. He says, folks, I won't be responding to folks who want to criticize my stated opinions from the podcast that clearly didn't listen to it. And then later on he says, my block button's getting a workout today. I wonder if that burns calories.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Sometimes I wish that people, if they're going to go, if they know that they're going to, you know, create some, like, do that. You know, they're going to create some fire on the Twitter. He should just not see anything until more towards the time, like, now would have been a good time to say, instead of making fires burn, you know. I mean, because basically it's his fault for saying all this stuff anyways. You know, I know he's an editor, but come on, you know, you should, just like the fan, just like the actors shouldn't say anything, he should not say anything either. And he said, like, he said something like, oh, I'm looking forward to the storyline with Jason and Sam or whatever. This should be a good story, whatever. And he says he's not a DeSam fan or a liaison fan. He's a fan of good story. But every time I listen to his podcast, he seems like he's more of a DeSam fan than he's a liaison fan, you know, and everything. And I don't know, but I mean, and then I went on RTN and there's like rumors from Dee Dee saying, it looks like Sam's going to go hunting for eggs, and it looks like there was a question that said, will Jake have a full sibling or something, it said. So Sean, from that, I took that they're going to go ask Liz to be a surrogate. But you know what? Jason is a smart baby that way. A long time ago, Sam was willing to do that, was to go get eggs or something when she was talking to Dr. Lee. And Jason, she asked Jason, he's like to Sam, I don't want a baby like that. He'd rather not have a baby that way. I remember there was a scene that he's not the type to go that way in vitro.
Mm-hmm.
So the writers are so forgetting what they've written already on the show. Am I correct in chat room? Wasn't there a scene where it said that she was talking to Lee and she was looking at other alternatives and she was even thinking of getting her eggs or in vitro, but she asked Jason and Jason's like, no, I don't want a kid that way or something.
No, he did say that.
And this was the time when Liz was, you know, when she was pregnant with Jake and all that, and when Sam and her were having a kid.
Okay, with the podcast guy, you need to be eating you with when you couple go nowhere. Oh, a big story for the Sam. How many fucking times have we heard that in the last, I don't know, year, 2 years? You guys, come on.
I honestly don't even understand why the powers that be are even doing this, because didn't they say in an interview that Jason can't be domesticated? Wasn't it said, quoted as the saying that Jason can't be domesticated? Even Goose has said that. There's no domestication for Jason. And so now he's eating his own words. Now he's saying, if they're going to go this way, but we really don't know what way they're going. It could be for us.
And you know what? And you tell people not, you know, say how they feel on your Twitter after you do that. Oh, I don't play the fan bases against each other. Bullshit. You do. You do. You have.
I know. I'm so tired. I didn't watch today. I didn't record today. So basically the scene with Sam and Kelly was on there. And from what I gathered is that Dr. Lee had another appointment, so she couldn't see her. Or I don't know. I guess there's a procedure that she's got to make an appointment to talk about a procedure is what I'm understanding, I guess. I don't know.
No. Dr. Lee told Sam that there is a new procedure out there that's being tested right now.
Uh-huh.
And it's still in the experimental stages, and she was wondering if Sam would be interested in it.
Okay.
And
They haven't even, it's an experimental stage, so how do they even know it's going to work?
They don't.
You know what I mean? And, oh, my God, people just, oh, God, it just drives me crazy. I'm so tired of being kicked to the ground for 10 years.
Reaction to it. She went and told Dr. Lee, that a baby is not in it for her and Jason. She likes the way their life is now.
Yeah. You know what? The General Hospital is not consistent. They're so inconsistent with the way that they write these storylines.
You know what, but
if I was a writer, I'd have a little notebook of the things that I've already written, of story arcs that I've written, and making sure I'm not being a hypocrite by writing in this other stuff in there. Because basically that's what they're doing. They're hypocrites on this show. If they get just Sam a baby, exactly. And then the other fan base, I go on the ABC message board, this ASF person is like, it's good that Jason and Sam are going to have a baby. Why are people complaining that, I don't know. And then somebody goes back at her and says, first of all, now you're saying that Jason and Sam, Jason can't be domesticated, and you're saying that Jason's a killer, and the stuff that Sam has done is no comparison to what Jason did. So now it's okay for him to be domesticated, and it wasn't okay for him to be domesticated in the past because of the fact they just want their baby. They want their cake and eat it too. At least we had our cake and ate.
Well, you know what? We are coming. Laidlaw is coming. And you know what? When we do, because Sam is going to get jealous of the Jason and Jake spending a little time with each other. Sam is a jealous little bitch that has never paid for any of her mistakes.
I know.
She is the reason. What? Well?
I said, that's how they are.
Yeah.
I know.
Red, somebody said on here that it started, goes, so her and Jason's life isn't suited for a kid, but she wants one anyway. That's how somebody put it on their thing. It's so funny, the things that they come up with on here. You know, I just like to go read for a laugh most of the time, you know. And it's funny, when somebody calls this person on her shit that she posts on here, she doesn't respond back. She gets chased away because that person who's a liaison fan, or not even a liaison fan, they just don't like Sam, calls her on her stuff, and then they called her on it, and then she doesn't have anything to say for it, you know, because we were right, or that person was right.
Oh, I'm on his message, his trip page.
Yes.
And Jason Radio, another block, kudos. I guess he was blocking people.
What?
It's his fault.
Yeah, hear this from Patricia 1699. I did not say it was worth talking to the Sam fan. It wasn't worth having the same conversation with some same fan repeatedly.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, you know. Oh, God, it's so pathetic. It's just so pathetic, you know. I mean, I'm kind of glad, but, you know, it was nice.
You know what? The thing is, when all of this hits the fan, and then we all, you know, okay, what are they going to say now? I mean, what is Wizard going to cover his ass? Yeah, if they get a baby, I'm sure it won't last for more than a month, and she miscarries or dies in childbirth. Let's pray for that. I mean, this is the moment. I never hated. I have never hated a character as much as I hate Sam.
I know, me neither. This is. That's why I just took the show off the DVR for a while. I'm gonna take it off for a while, and if it looks like it's getting good, I'll tune back in. That's all I'm
gonna
do.
Okay,
you're
gonna miss
something that's really great. Okay. I'll go on YouTube or I'll tape it on SoapNet. Like the day that
since the show started, I lost 2 Tridoob people.
Oh my God, really?
I know, yeah, but I don't care. Daz said, goes, what did you think of Carly's scene today? From what I heard about, go Carly. And you know what? You know what? I'm so sick of people saying, oh, Carly needs to stay out of it. You know what, people? If I had a son that age and he was going out with a prostitute, I would, have something to say about it, too. I mean, come on. Sam did this, and I hope Carly beats the hell out of her for this. I mean, I really think it's true. I mean, you know, and I mean, you know, I'm excited to see more Jake and Jason scenes. And, you know, she's gonna feel insecure with that. Very insecure. Okay, you guys, what are you thinking? What are you?
Sorry, I'm reading the JCM Radio Twitter.
What are they saying over there, Allie?
Did they get blocked by the pod guy too?
Nope. Now that I could hear, why did they?
Really? People getting blocked left and right, huh?
Well, I don't know. It just went in, like, let's see, what was it? Oh, where was it? Hold on. I'll find. Oh, here.
No, that's okay.
She put, and why was I blocked? RT at Soaps in Depth. ABC at JCM Radio 1 and another block, Kudos. So I'm guessing that they was blocked.
Wow.
I just
find it very idiotic that, you know, that they are saying what they are saying, and but when you're an editor of a soap magazine, you think you could get the year right? He said 2002, and it was 2005. Okay, you really, 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 really don't know what you're talking about.
I'm on Steve's Twitter right now. He says, hey, everyone. Have a great night. This is January 7th. Long week, but good stuff at work. Much love.
I don't know.
Okay, you guys, we are getting them. I feel it, so feel it. And you know what? You know, something is going to affect those two to break up, because her lying to Jason about all these, her lying why she was really at the hospital.
I mean, why? I don't get it. Honestly, it's to the point I don't get it anymore. I just don't get it anymore. Something told me, though, a long time ago that I got to stop with these gut feelings I get with this show. Something told me that they probably would pursue this miracle thing with Sam and Jason, but then I thought, no. Then another part of me was like, no, they won't ever do that. They can't go there. How can he have one child, yet it's okay for him to have another child on this show? I mean, unless Jake's going to be in his life, and then Liz has to be in his life because of she's the mother of his child, and then that will bring them closer, and then Sam maybe get pregnant and then she loses the baby or something, and then Jason and Liz, because of Jake, you know, they get closer. I don't know.
Married.
There's so many scenarios that could go on with it, that could go with it, though.
I hate to say that, but that's what I want.
That's what I want, too. I mean, because if this, because Sam was told it would be high-risk pregnancy for her, or she, it would be a miracle. So if this new procedure is about, if she, I don't, well, we really don't know what the procedure is about. It could be that she needs to go in vitro, or she's got to go hunt for eggs.
Yeah. Oh, I like what Dallas said. Dallas says in the chat room, I bet you anything Steve thinks it's stupid, too. And I guarantee you he does not like this storyline. First of all,
yeah,
because Steve has always been a big supporter of, you know, Jason and Elizabeth.
Yes.
And, you know, they were both really happy whenever they had, you know, the one night of passion together with multiple intercourses.
Yeah.
But, and I guarantee that he does not like this. But you know what? No, I don't think a lot of the actors on General Hospital like the storylines anyway.
I wouldn't
right.
like it, but they're doing their job, so, you know.
Right.
But, oh, gosh. I was had something in my mind. I forgot what I was going to say.
Hey, Shirley.
Hi, girls. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Shirley. Hi. How are you?
Okay.
Welcome to the party, or lack thereof. No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
We're upset. We're kind of upset with what the Sid guy said, you know, and everything. And
even
like,
though the Sid guy is a liar.
Yeah, I was
you know,
a
I mean,
little something what he said on RT, and I didn't read the whole thing. I mean, I get tired of reading all that bull crap anyway.
Yeah.
I was just reading little bits and pieces of what he said. When is that the same guy that Christy had on her show that time?
Yes.
Yeah, I think he was full of crap, but you know, back then and then, and I haven't changed my opinion. But you know, the writers are going to do whatever they want to do anyway, so it's no, you know, getting
that's
all upset about it because they're going to do what they want to do. Whether
that's
it makes
the sad
sense
thing about it. That's why the writing sucks because
mm-hmm.
back in the day they would never do this. They would never do this. I mean, listen, Jason, well,
ratings would never be this low.
Yeah, the ratings, and I don't care if they're on their own network. I would want to do a little bit better job in running my network. I would want a little bit better ratings than what they are now. I mean, come on. I mean, the ratings are going to get so bad where they're going to have to take that show off. I mean, you can't like, you know, keep it up the rate it's going. You
no,
know,
sooner,
I mean,
sooner or later,
pathetic.
Something has, as they say, has got to give, you know, and it will.
And you know, Brian Font has got to learn when to throw in the towel. I mean, he can't be, I mean, he's forced this couple down our throats for 2 years, and it is not doing anything. And then they go on, the other fan base goes, oh, well, they say that Jason and Sam are the ones that ruined the ratings or whatever. But, I mean, the ratings haven't improved. So, and every time they're on, they don't get any better. So, yeah, they have a big part of the ratings, and maybe not the whole
thing.
But
the whole thing.
They're a big part. I mean, couples,
they help.
That's what people want to watch. I watch soaps because of couples. That's the main reason why I fell in love with soaps. I love this couple and other storylines. I fell in love with other storylines based on, you know, because of the couples and stuff. I mean, the majority of the soaps back in the days was about romance and adventure
and
history. And that's the big staple is romance. And there is no romance. And Jason and Sam are not a romantic couple. They may be in love or whatever you call that, their love. But, I mean, and being a baby is not going to make this couple any better. Because they're hypocrites. Because the first they say they can't be domesticated, now they're going to write them as being domesticated. And where can they go with this couple, really, after that? Where can they go? With Jason and Liz is different. There's so many stories that they can do with Jason and Liz with a baby. But with Sam and Jason, they've already wrote them in a corner. They've already had their adventures and done their stuff. What more can you write for them with a baby? Honestly.
Exactly.
You can't write anymore with people. So maybe if they give them a baby, they're dead in the water. Then they've totally written them in the corner. Oh, they're going to have them, you know, as a family and struggling to be parents. And really, do we want to see Jason, like, struggling to be a parent when you know very well he could be a good parent with
Michael? Yeah, I mean, come on.
You know, he was a parent with to Michael back in the day when Robin and him were raising Michael. And there was a lot of story for that. So, and Robin to me is kind of like Liz in a sense. So Liz and Jason could live together and they could go through their stuff. There's more story for them to tell because they haven't told it. That's what I think. I think because of the fact that Liz and Jason were given a chance, there's a lot more story to tell. But Jason and Sam have been given, 100 chances already and everything? So, and having a baby is their last straw. Maybe that's why they're doing this. They're trying to do one last thing to help with this couple. Maybe that's why they're writing them for a presumed baby or a supposed baby or whatever. I don't know.
Well, if this is their last chance, then it's going to be a permanent fixture because if Sam actually has a baby, then
well, you know what,
Shirley,
even
you
if
know,
they have
the
a baby,
there,
that doesn't
know?
Necessarily mean that that couple is going to be solid. That doesn't necessarily
I'm not
mean
talking
that
about being
they're going to have
I'm
a great
about,
life
no,
together
I'm
because
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the baby.
Oh,
you know,
well,
is going to be there, just like Jake is there. I mean,
well,
what is
that's
the point?
Okay.
He has,
I mean,
he's going to father two.
I mean, I don't think
really
for me it wouldn't be
to.
A problem. It wouldn't be a problem for me if it wouldn't be a problem for me if they're given a baby if they hadn't have played him the danger crap with Jake so much.
For you,
it wouldn't be a problem.
They played.
You see, the problem is that they wrote Jason's character as not being involved in Jake's life for the danger crap.
I understand that.
And for him, to throw them a baby for Sam and Jason is not fair. And I wouldn't, like I said, I wouldn't mind them, it wouldn't be okay with me. I mean, I wouldn't be complaining about it so much if they hadn't written it like that. So giving Jason and Sam a baby, in my mind, even though I wouldn't have wanted it, but if they were going to do that, then that was okay, minus all the danger crap. You know what I'm trying to say? I mean,
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people are pissed off because of the fact that he wasn't in Jake's life for 2 years and all
right.
this danger crap, and now
mm-hmm.
they're going to throw another baby in his life.
No,
when
it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't
but
make any sense. It would have made
Jake
more sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
It would have made more sense if they were to do it try to give Jason Zam 2 years ago without all this danger crap and not... Maybe it would have made more sense if Jason was in Jake's life those 2 years. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make any sense for them to throw a baby in it. Basically, they're appeasing the other fan base, you know, pleasing them to give them their baby. And that's what I don't like about it. I like that.
Once again, wow. Look at you guys. Look at how many guests.
Oh, my
wow.
God. I was on Twitter just now. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Hi, guests. Hi, people. If you're really pissed off or with whatever, with any show, not just General Hospital, whatever, please call in. Oh, I see.
Yeah,
you're
very nice people.
We're nice. We're not mean. We're not mean. We're nice people. We're just pissed off with the way General Hospital is being written right
now. You know,
now.
I'm trying to figure out all this talk when I'm reading on the on RTN about the so-called controversy that Steve mentioned. What kind of controversy are they talking about? You know?
That's what I was going to ask you. What, Allie, what do you think he meant by controversy?
Does anybody know? Except, you know, it's crazy.
What about, okay, never mind. About what, the storyline, it's controversial?
Yeah. What do you think it has to do with, why he said that?
I don't really know. I mean, there's so many things that could be controversial because of it.
Yeah.
I mean, one controversial thing is maybe... you know, Sam does get pregnant and end up having the kid and it's not miscarried, and Jason decides that he would rather be with his original family than him, and that would leave her a single mother.
Yeah, which would be okay with me, but, you know, anyway.
Another one could be that I also read a spoiler or a rumor that Sam was going to be put in the same position that Alexis was put in with her.
Okay, with the stem cell thing?
Elizabeth, right.
Okay.
But Elizabeth is pregnant. So I don't know if maybe it needs bone marrow, maybe. I'm not for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, the part that is terrible is that they don't really, you know, Liz really doesn't have a story. And now and then they kind of bring her out, dust her off, and, you know, put her as some kind of, you know, plot point or to pimp, you know, some other storyline, which I think is positively ridiculous because they're wasting such a talented actress, you know, and they don't have her doing shit on the show. They don't have her doing anything on the show. You know, she doesn't do that much. Okay, so they brought her out, and she brings Jake to Jason. You know, okay, now how long are we gonna have to wait and see when is her next scene? You know, with them. I mean, it's just so.
Yeah.
Did
anybody happen to remember that there was a petition to fire Brian?
I signed it. I think I signed it too.
I signed it, but what you know? Yeah, you can sign.
Oh,
it
and
all you
there
want.
Used to be on there Police. Used to be a I hate Brian Fawn's message board.
I might actually join it. I'm just going to read a little quote here, a couple of them here.
Okay.
It says that a recent interview of ABC Daytime actress Eileen Kristen, confirming what many ABC Daytime viewers have long believed is the root of the problems that are plaguing the entire daytime drama lineup, coupled with ABC Daytime president Brian Franz arrogantly declaring that viewers needed to be trained like dolls to his vision of the shows.
Wow. Oh. And this is coming from Eileen, the actress on One Life to Live, right? She said that, or?
Well, I don't know if, like, I guess it was coupled with an interview that she did or something.
Okay.
And that Brian Franz also said.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, of course, we remember that he had the derogatory comments about Kathy Breyer being overweight.
Yeah.
And he said about someone else, too. And I've been trying to remember who it was that I can, but...
I didn't know, but he carried on in an inappropriate manner with Alicia Lee Willis, who played Courtney on General Hospital. And it says that he basically came off as an old lecher, lusting after a girl half his age.
Mm. Well, so, you know what? You think something would have, with his comments like that, he would have been let go a long time ago because that's like an harassment, so to speak.
Yeah.
I mean... I have been harassed, sexually harassed at work a long time ago or whatever, and, you know, or just, you know, and it's not a nice feeling to be sexually harassed. And it got to the point for me where I mean, even though it wasn't a sexual harassment, but it was kind of a, just being called names like that, that's not right. You know, that hurts somebody's feelings and, you know, and him still there, I don't know. I mean, to be called fat like that in so many words, come on. You know, I've been called... It hurts a lot. It's like,
yeah, but I thought she was pretty. I mean, I really did.
She's so pretty and you know, and her, words can hurt hurt somebody, even if they're no matter if you're a child or an adult. Because when I was told by boys that I was fat, whatever, something, or I'm you know, they call me Big Bird, or they call me like E.T. or whatever, or something, because I loved E.T. I had an E.T. shirt. But because I was tall and I had blonde hair as a kid, they call me names like that, especially the fat names, because I think that kind of affected me this day, you know, because I wasn't a skinny girl, and I'm not a skinny girl, really, you know, and I got weight problems, you know, and things that affects people to the core of their being.
Well, yeah, it does.
I can't believe Brian Franz is even still there for making comments like that.
Yeah.
And for telling people they have to be trained to watch the shows. If it wasn't for the fans, they would not have a show to be, he would not have a show to even be saying something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, shouldn't it be a show? Should not a show be written for the fans? That's what I'm so sad about. I feel like I've lost, I know I keep saying it all the time, but I feel like I've lost my best friend who I've known since we were like babies or something, and over a silly thing, I don't know, you know, I can't seem to find my way back to her, you know, or him or whatever, you know, or I feel like I've lost like an arm or something.
Aww.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I watched the Liz and Jason videos, like I was watching it the other day. I don't know what song it was.
Oh, yeah, that was my fault. That was my fault.
It was her fault, so I watched it. And we were watching it together. Well, I had it on, and I was watching it. She was listening. And I was, like, almost in tears.
I was crying, too.
I was literally almost in tears because it was a video of their history, of their full history, from, like, the day that they met to, like, now.
I've seen that one.
I'm like, they threw Liz and Jason under the bus with all the history through a couple that's only been together for a few years or whatever. I mean, come on. I so was just crying. I was, like, almost in tears. I was like, come on. They're, like, the best couple that are out there, and they're not even a couple, and they're winning all these polls and stuff. Shouldn't that say something about this couple, about that they should be aiming towards this couple? Because they might not make the ratings, like, skyrocket, but there'll be a big start, you know, maybe from – they could be a star of writing for the show better again.
True, and I just find it really...
Boy, you can't keep me shut, my mouth shut tonight, man. I'm just going on.
A little diarrhea of the mouth you've had now for the past few sessions.
What was that?
I said you've had a little
diarrhea of the mouth. Because
I love it. It's
because we had those scenes with Jason and Elizabeth and the Jake scenes, and you had to throw Sam in the mix, and then the guy Richard comes out saying, no, it's to him you got to apologize or whatever, and I thought the way he wrote that tweet was kind of misleading. You know, basically, people thought he meant to apologize to certain fan base or whatever, but no, it was to him for having said something a few months ago about they're going to go there with a baby or whatever or something. Mm-hmm. So, and
you know, and if you cannot get a date, you know, right about when something happened. I mean, 2005 and 2002 are 3 years different. So if you cannot get one that means really back right about it, and you want to say, I'm tired the week of the SmackDown. That's why I didn't do it. Oh, come on. You do the SmackDown contest for 6 weeks, and you don't forget to put the winners on it, but you make sure you remember why and all.
This is what he said on his tweet. This is exactly what he said. Plus, why some fans of GH's Jassam may soon be eating their words and apologizing. That's all he said. So people could take that any way. People on RTN thought maybe he was talking about the Jassam fans should be apologizing to the Liaison fans because they're coming or something, you know, or you know. That's what a lot of people thought, you know, or I thought that when I heard it. I started laughing. It made my day. That made my day.
You know what?
You know? It was funny.
I cannot wait until they... I cannot wait until they have to eat the woods. You know, I'm looking forward to the day when all of the cities over, we are getting laid on back together, and we'll be at the podcast guy and Ryan from In The Zone say then, how are they going to cover that up? I mean, come on. You only can write for this couple in a bad, bad, bad way, and it's not even believable anymore.
Here's the spoilers from Art, and it's coming from Dee Dee. It says, Sam will be pregnant, Jason will be the father, the baby will be made using in vitro fertilization. And then on around Easter time, it says, Sam will be going egg hunting a couple months early. Will Jake get a full sibling? Will Carly finally get the baby daddy she always wanted? Will there be one or two other surprise egg donors in the wings? Yep, everyone will have a fun time. Well, maybe not Jason. There is only so much you can do with a cup. Oh, my gosh, man. That's funny. And you know what, Jason, it would be so out of character for him to even want in vitro fertilization because he didn't want to adopt that baby.
He talked
about it. He did not want to do it like that. He did not want to be a father other ways, you know? I remember that.
Yes.
I don't know exactly the date of it, but I should find it on YouTube once and see exactly what he said. It was around the time when she was told that she couldn't have a baby, and this is the time when Jason and Liz were, I think it was back in 07, I think. But I liked when it said, will Jake get a full sibling? So that means maybe she'll go searching out Liz for eggs. If she's having a procedure, she wants her own child with Jason. Why are they even putting things on here about other eggs or something?
But this is DD. You know,
that's where all these spoilers, every spoiler that I've read, including this pregnancy, has been coming from. You know, I mean, that's where all these spoilers are. I remember a time when spoilers came from, you know, not Dee Dee. They came from, like, the guides, the TV guides and stuff, you know, or the soap guides. That's where I got all my spoilers from. Oh my gosh.
Okay, I guess SoapNet is going to be replaced by Disney Junior, Channel 8 schoolers.
I'm pissed off about that. You know, because, I mean, this is breaking news, breaking news central, and tomorrow we are supposed to get 4 inches of snow, and you know what that means, everyone, it means, that's just
breaking.
Yeah, and
My sister was so pissed tonight because she missed Hawaii 5-0 because of the special weather report.
I got a question.
So crazy. She said they've got the news coming on at 11 o'clock. Couldn't they do an extensive, snow report? Why did it have to break into the, primetime show?
I forgot that show's on tonight. Is it on tonight? Oh, crap. Do I have it on my DVR? Oh, shit. Oh, I already watched that show. Hey, there's a new show, Shirley, called The Cape on Channel 4.
That is good.
I love that show. Another favorite show of mine now. It's so good. They're re-airing it tonight. It's, like, really good.
Yeah.
It's so sad, though, that he got framed for the murders, you know? And you know the guys from Australia,
really good,
too?
Yeah.
I swear they're importing all these actors from either Australia, England.
I said, where are the American actors? They're either English or they're Australian. What happened to all the American actors? Jeez.
I know. Well,
I really don't care, just as long as it's good acting. But geez, you know, we don't have
anybody.
See,
I think a lot of those. I think they import them because a lot of those. You can't, if you're from England or Australia, you can't just go into the business. Like, say, you can't just fall into it. You have to have. Go to some kind of a academy or like what's his name did an interview in England from True Blood, the actor that plays Bill, and he said he came straight out from some kind of an academy or a acting academy or something. So you can't just like fall into it like you can here. You have to do, you know, you have to do study it in England or Australia. I think that's why a lot of them.
Well, you have to, you know, study for the most part here. There's only a handful of actors.
Child actors, a lot of these, like these young actors, they don't have, they just like, a lot of them are just like, they fall into it or they're just, they've been found like in coffee shops or something.
Like
Charlize Theron. She's from South Africa and she was spotted in a coffee shop or at a teller.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she
asked
her if she has done any modeling or acting and she said no. So that's how she got in the business.
The
I don't think she had
girl.
Any training.
Yeah.
Or anything, you know, unless she did training after she went back to, you know, after she got. So she didn't really have a lot of training. Like a lot of them that I read didn't really have any training. Like Meryl Streep, she's done a lot of training. She went to England.
Meryl,
and
to me,
that's why she's awesome. She went to Oxford, I think, Academy, and had some training and, you know, and so, and, but I think most actors that come out of England and Australia, they have to do actually training. You can't just, like, unless they're really good, but,
Right. But that show is very good. And it comes, when does it come back? Oh, no, it came back on tonight.
Yeah,
right?
Tonight's
like
a rerun,
said,
and it's
you,
original.
The
time slot that it normally airs will be Mondays at, like, 9 o'clock.
Mondays,
it's
right.
My time.
I can't wait. I can't wait. It's good. I said, wow, this is a good show, man.
I felt sorry for him, though. His life is taken from him because of that
fucking
bastard, man. Fucking shit.
I have to ask my son-in-law because, you know, he's a comic strip, or he used to be into the comic books and whatnot. And I'm going to ask him this because he had, like, you know, saved him. And I wonder if this is a comic strip character. I'm assuming.
Actually, I don't think it's a real. I don't think it's a real comic. I think
it's
for the show. I think the cape. I don't know. Maybe I'm mistaken. But I think the actual comic strip, the cape, is actually just wrote for the show or something.
Oh, because I thought.
So I think so. I don't quote me on it, but I'm assuming that they wrote that part of it just.
Yeah,
for the show.
I thought that's what my sister said, that it's actually a comic
character.
That's what she said. I mean, I don't know. I never read the comics, so I really don't know.
Yeah, I don't normally read comics, but it's fun.
I don't know.
I love comic book movies and stuff, you know.
But we shall see. But so far, so good. And then V's coming on tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. What do you think happened, Shirley, on this show? I don't like her. What is her name on the show, Diane? What is her name? The bad alien's name with the short hair, the mother of all aliens or whatever. What is her?
Anna.
You know, she does. I think she's starting to get emotional. Remember, as every time she walks,
she
shows her emotions like she really cares.
And that isn't supposed to be.
That's not supposed to be.
So I said, uh-oh, what's happening here? What's happening? But she's good in that role. Boy, she a B.I.
Have you ever seen, what's it called, Firefly? It was with Joss Whedon. It was Nathan Fillion that was in One Life Live. He played Joey, was in it. It only lasted like a year. And she played on it. She played a nice girl on it. She
my sister says she has, you know, she's seen her in a couple of other things. I've never seen her before.
Yeah, she's real. I've seen her. I like her. I've seen her in roles.
She's a good actress.
A good girl. So it's hard for me to watch her. It's hard for me to watch her play a really bad girl, but she's really good, though.
Yeah, she is. A good show. A good show.
When Kelly on One Life to Live got that Richard Castle book and saw the picture.
Oh, yeah.
It is like, is he familiar to you?
Yeah, I really like that. That was done really well.
Hey.
You know, Well, this album for a while it was now it's back to being. I know. Hey. Oh, I'm just surfing the net right now in case I'm like quiet. I was looking for something.
Okay.
I
stayed up to I was watching all my shows and I was watching the bus crash. And for me, I didn't have to fast forward anything. It was kind of nice. I covered my eyes though when Sam was on the screen. I really enjoyed it. And then when Carly and Jason found Morgan, what I thought was hilarious for me is, oh my God, he is more concerned about Morgan and Michael, like always, than, you know, he really didn't ask Molly how she was and, Christina. I kind of laughed about that because, you know, if it was Elizabeth's sisters, I think he would go back to Meyer and make sure they were safe. But Sam's sisters, you know, I think it's a whole different ball of wax. Because it was just, I mean, I was watching him like, wow, and I feel so sorry for Christina when Allie died and Sunny was comforting her. I thought those moments even made me cry, and both of them were great, and it rocked the scene, and I like the Christina and Sunny's relationship. I mean, it's progressed over time, and then when Christina finally got to meet Brenda, and then Brenda asked her, will you guys be my bridesmaids? I'm like, oh, that's kind of cute. So I was enjoying the bus crash. I mean, it wasn't as great as the Metro Code in my eyes, but it was really good.
I agree, Carly. I really did think that the bus crash was pretty good. I mean, of course, it's not as good as the Metro Court storyline
exactly, or
my ball, but it held its own merit, and at least it got, you know, people across the canvas. Because
exactly.
You had the staff in on it, along with Sunny and everything. And I was happy to see them using the hospital. I mean, they have this whole new huge set for General Hospital, for the actual hospital. They redid it and everything a few years back, and we really haven't gotten to see it that much.
No, and I mean, I agree with you on that, and I love the fact that it was Jason and Carly going to look for Morgan, I mean, looking for the kids. I love that because, you know, I got my Zolly moments in, and I thought he came to a real place with Laura White acting, and when Carly was crying, saying, I should have been on that bus. I really, really should have been on the bus. And, you know, now more than ever, you just have to appreciate your kids and love your kids. And I rewound that like 3 times. I'm like, yeah, Jason, listen what your BFF is telling you. I mean, you know, I enjoyed it. And did Dante really, really, really have to be the fucking hero and get there before Jason? I mean, come on. You know, Don needs to have got away after Jason, in my opinion. And I just found it funny in a way that, you know, it took Max, like, almost the half of the episode to go in and tell Lucky, have you heard about the crash? So I'm like, okay, no wonder the police people never saw us murdered. They don't even know if a bus crashed. And I mean, I thought it was, you know, good. And the only scene I didn't like was, you know, Nick and Liz talking, because I kept saying, that should be Jason. Nick doesn't need to be there. It's not involving Cameron. No, it's involving Jason's son, Cameron. In my opinion, Cameron should have been Jake. So, I mean, Cameron should have been Jason. And I don't know. I just enjoyed it. I mean, it was good. And then I watched Days of Our Life. And let me tell you, people, I didn't see it today, but oh my God, when Nathan found out what Melody did and he broke the dough down, oh my God, did anyone else see that?
He was pissed, and it's
I
over.
Know.
It's over. I was so happy. Finally, she gets hers. She gets what's coming to her.
Okay, what were you just talking about? I'm sorry. What were you saying? I'm, like, on the internet surfing the net. What were you just talking about?
You don't have to worry about it, Terry.
Okay. It may be a show I don't watch, so.
Actually, you do.
What is it?
Oh, I was just, I know you haven't been following Dave, but you watched Dave. And I was saying, but I was saying when Nathan broke down the dough and said to Stephanie, okay, you have lied to me. And I'm like, wow, you pissed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of just see if I want to watch it for the couple minutes and then I delete it. If it doesn't look good, I'll delete it. It's really bad. I used to love watching soaps.
You know, and remember Blue Bloods? Not this week, but next week is moving.
Right, Shirley. Do you watch Blue Bloods, Shirley?
You know, Carrie, I watched it for a couple of so episodes, and for some reason, I can't get into it. I don't know why.
Oh,
I mean,
well,
it's
moving
it's
to a new night, so you can try
show.
To get into it on a new night.
You know, because it's bad when they start to move shows around. You know,
don't you? I don't. You're telling me.
That's not a good thing all the time, you know.
You're preaching to the choir. They're moving Fringe, that I love, to Friday night.
Really?
And the sad thing is, I watch Friday night. Well, maybe if they move Blue Bloods to Wednesdays, and then they'll maybe change CSI New York to 10:00, and then that way it wouldn't interfere with Fringe for me. Because I watch Friday nights. I watch Channel 5 too. I watch Supernatural and. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe that would interfere. I watched Supernatural and Smallville. Shit, man. You know what?
It's just Smallville, like, still come
that's
on?
What happened a long time ago. I was watching CSI New York, or no, CSI Las Vegas a long time ago, and I was able to watch Smallville and, or no, Supernatural opposite it. Then they changed the time slot of Supernatural to Thursday night. Mm-hmm. The same time that CSI Las Vegas, and so I had to decide. I didn't have a DVR back then. I had to decide what show I could live without.
Watch live. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I had to live without CSI Las Vegas. But I've been watching that show for years, so I was kind of just getting disinterested in it anyway. But because I love Supernatural, so I had to sacrifice one for the other, kinda.
But when they start to change time slots and whatnot, that could be a bad thing. So, I don't know. We should figure out
Blue Bloods, I think, yes, we'll be on the 10 on Wednesday night.
Oh, crap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do I have to figure out what I'm already watching.
Well, Wednesday night I watch Criminal Minds, but that comes on at 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's on Channel 2, so you'll be
right,
okay.
Right, on CBS. Uh-huh.
Do I watch anything on Wednesdays? Shoot.
Let me think. Oh, that thing on CW, you were watching it.
Life Unexpected?
What?
Life Unexpected, was it? Oh, no, Hellcat. That's on at 9 o'clock, I think. That's on at 9. I don't think it'll interfere. But I think their moving cape is on Monday night.
I think they are.
10 o'clock. So I don't think I really watch anything on Monday, so that's good. And speaking
that's
of cape, Julie, it kind of debuted well, rather.
On Sunday,
did.
Yes, very well. Mm-hmm.
It said not too shabby. Even though it was one of the highest rated, it wasn't like the best. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Of the considering other shows out there on
right.
But it didn't fall. The ratings, people stayed tuned for the second hour, so they still
mm-hmm.
kept their audience.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good sign.
The problem is that for the next few weeks,
they're gonna have to see if they're gonna stay because that show, The Event, premiered really well when it first came on, but then they lost a lot of viewers the following week. So,
yeah, is that still on? Because my daughter gave up on it. My, Tracy tried to hang in there. Because when I watched it the first time, I said, I said, this looks like another one of those fast forward craps that you try to get into. And I said, no. So I stopped watching it. And I haven't heard, no one really talks about it, you know. So,
hey, if you want to catch Steve Burton in a young role, go check out on YouTube, Out of This World. Somebody has a YouTube thing.
They showed that little clip. He does nothing for me when he was a kid. I had to wait until he reached around 40.
I loved him. That's where I saw him from, that show, Out of This World, and I loved it.
He didn't do a damn thing for me, but then what the hell do I know?
Well, probably because, he did for me because I was a teenager, and, you know, when you're a teenager, you get
your... You don't know. Right, no.
I loved him on that show. That's where I first saw him, on that show, and then when the show ended, which I was really disappointed after 4 years, I think that's when after he went to Days of Our Lives, I think.
Mm.
That's when he went there, and he met Scott.
Yes.
And they've been friends ever since.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Steve Burton. I love Steve.
Yeah, me too.
So
Saturday, the Seahawks game was on because... we were in the playoffs, and it was like a wild card that we got in the playoffs, and we were playing against the Saints, and my grandma and I and my dad and my mom all went up to the casino to play, but they had TVs at every little place you would look. So I decided, I was winning at the slots, but then I heard, screaming. And so I asked this very nice older lady, can you wash my stuff? I will be right back. And when they scored the touchdown, I screamed. I was so happy. And my dad tells me, later goes, oh, my God, I could hear you from, 500 feet away. Oh, my God, you. I'm like, yeah, I know, I couldn't. I couldn't, stop my happiness because, I explained this to Terry the other night, that the Seahawks have never done, they've done good, but they've done bad. Every year is a mixed bag. So my love for the Seahawks has never wavered, even though I've been mad at them, I wanted to sue them and all. But, so, then when they come to the D's, it's the same way I get mad at them. I want to scream at my TV, kick it in. But at the end of the day, it's like I'm not giving up hope that we are getting our cover back because I truly believe that will it will go. You know, so, I mean, that's why I think I've been holding on all the time, because I've this, you know, I have this feeling like, okay, yeah, it might suck right now, but let's hold on and see what happens. And so that's how football and general hospital kind of coincide with each other now. You know, even though, you know, everything is not perfect on ZH, but it's not always perfect with the soaps. Okay, Terry, you've been talking most of the night, so you can talk again.
I don't know now. I'm kind of like talked out. I mean, okay, let's see. What more can I say about General Hospital? But I've already said it stinks. Yep. The show stinks, and I didn't even DVR it today, and I'm okay with it. I didn't miss anything. I'm really happy that I didn't. But I mean, I'm not like being totally pessimistic, but I have hope. I have hope because I've had hope before in the past when I was not watching it. I had a lot of hope. You know, somebody's got to wake up. I mean, they can't go. I mean, there's got to be a point where they're going to have to wake up and smell the roses that is Liz and Jason, because this is not fair. Honestly, it's not fair. In my opinion, I feel like they need to start just doing their homework, going on to other shows, doing research on YNR, you know, maybe going to get some advice on how to write a show again or something, and then start slowly. Like when Allie said, don't put Jason and Liz just to put them together. Just, like, make them a connection with a friendship again and then build from there. And if that's how I think they're going to go with this, because I honestly think that they might have a connection again. If they're going to put Jason back in Jake's life, he has no other choice but to get a connection with Liz, because they're going to be connected forever, no matter what the other fans want to see or not, you know. Or now they're liking them with – now they're liking kind of Liz now, because she allowed Sam, I don't know, to – take hold of Jason, so now they think that they love the moment between Jason and Jake, so now they're kind of turning a new leaf with that. They don't really think that they need to change the paternity, which I, you know, so I don't know. I just wish that they could wake up sooner rather than later. But I have hope. I'm not giving up. I'm just being cautious, you know. And until I hear, like tomorrow, like, until I hear some good news tomorrow, then maybe if something happens, like, say, Liz and Jason have a scene tomorrow or something, I'll tune in or something. But then again, I didn't know that they had a scene the other day, so that was a surprise for me. That was a total surprise.
By the way, Ali, I think you're right that the podcast guy blocked Yeah, I'm, like, reading right now, and I'm like, yeah, you're right. That's how it looks to me.
You know what Dallas said in the chat? She goes, I should just tweet Steve and ask him if we should even bother thinking Lee's and we'll get back together.
Now, and then, do you think that he's going to answer?
Yeah, like, he's really going to
He said something
about... Him and Becky had an interview, and they had said something they got in trouble with. So maybe he's got to be careful now with what he says.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and...
Well, you need to just say, Dallas, just tweet him and go, we've been waiting, 11 years now? Longer, almost years for Jason and Elizabeth. Is it a yes or a no?
I know, huh?
But you know what?
Well, Allie, you know, you can do the same thing. You can tweet him too. You're telling Dallas you can give him a little tweet.
I will.
Okay. Go right ahead on, darling. Good luck. Good luck.
Shirley's like, you're gonna get in trouble.
Huh?
No, I just, you know, regardless, I feel like the Tyrell tune, and you know what, you know, they just didn't put them in a scene together, just to put them in the scene. They just didn't start putting Scott and Steve in the same, you know, scene. So, you know what, you know, this, the thing is, those two things are not coincidental. Those things add up to something.
I know. Why throw in these Liz and Jason scenes if they're not going to go anywhere with it, basically?
Why in the fuck would you have Jake look so much like Jason that the little kid? No. You're not seeing the opportunity. You are leaving alone. Yes, the Jason fans would love that, but that would never, you know, happen. I mean, yeah, that would never happen. Because of this, it makes me mad when Dee Dee has not been right in over 8 months. No, a year. Oh, I wonder where Bridget is tonight.
Bridget? Yeah.
Everybody's got quiet. Everybody okay?
I'm up there playing games. I'm playing games on the computer.
That's funny.
No, I just think, you know, and I don't think he would ever respond to that, because when he was asked about the baby rumor or whatever, he goes, I'm not answering anything. I'm just saying that. Mm. He said that in 2 magazine.
He really shouldn't have said anything at all. You know, he really shouldn't have said anything at all about controversial and all that other crap. It doesn't make, but I guess, you know, I have a feeling at the studio, you know, they allow these actors to say certain things because they want to get the fans revved up and maybe curious, so they will watch the show, you know. I mean, they're so out of touch with the fans. Don't they realize that the fans, the ones that have left, they ain't coming back. You know what I'm saying? And then you have those like me. I don't watch the show. I'll go and I'll read the recaps maybe. If I hear about a scene, I'll go to YouTube. But I have no real desire to watch General Hospital, you know.
Oh, Ali Sweets goes that one C Burton, be honest, should I be wasting my time hoping for Jason and Elizabeth reunion? Is that what you did, Ali? Did you go on there? Or no?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You tweeted? Okay, good.
Well, you know, he ain't gonna answer that. You know,
I know, but
whatever.
Maybe,
he like realizes that, you know, we are getting fed up with this. Give us a yes or no.
He can't do
but
that.
But he won't.
You
he
know,
won't. Well, you know
that.
What? I mean, I know he just to be honest, really, I mean, these actors know that we're waiting. These actors know. I mean, come on.
If they're not going to even go there, why are we should be wasting our time? Because basically a lot of the fans are tuning in just to see. I mean, really, I mean, I have been just tuning in. I've been staying with this show for as long as I have, for a year now. I'm waiting. And if they're not going to do it, then I'm not going to watch anymore. And maybe, on the other hand, maybe he knows if he says something like that, there'll be a lot of viewers lost. or something, you know.
Well, that's why they can't
we deserve
anything.
Every right to know. I don't care if they shouldn't say anything or whatever, but shouldn't we have a right to know what's going on? You know? I mean, are we wasting our hour watching this show or fast forwarding it or what? You know? Maybe in so many words he can say something. Maybe he could say, I don't know, just stay tuned or something. Maybe he could say it in so many words. I don't know.
You know.
Even if it's in so many words, people will understand.
Yeah, he's not hardly going to go there. You know?
Shirley, maybe lie. Maybe you could lie and say something very positive. I'm kidding.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. For people that, you know, maybe we could just lie and say, oh, yeah, they're going to get together one day soon. I'm kidding. They will.
Yeah, you know what?
It's a soap opera.
You know what? I believe.
Soap couples are last forever, and couples have been apart and will eventually find their way back. And Liz and Jason are an exception to that rule. They will find their way back to together one day. They did it once before. They could do it again. It's a soap land. It's soap land.
It was being
I know, but I'm just saying that, you know, it would be nice if people answer us. He answered Jason Van Cressen.
I know.
So why the fuck can't he answer us?
Because I guess it all depends on what the question was.
If I don't hear anything back from him, then I am taking it as I'm not wasting my time anymore on this show.
Yeah, really. Hey, Allie, are you taped? Do you still watch the show? Are you actually watching it or no?
I DVR it and fast forward.
Okay.
But I don't know. I'm thinking about just taking it off.
But he didn't treat the this thing about the baby boomer.
He didn't do what, Carly?
He did not. A couple Jason fans were asking him about the baby boomer, and he's like, I'm not going to answer that.
Yeah, well, that right. He because he can't, you know. He can. Whether or not you're wasting your time, that's a personal thing. If you feel like you're wasting your time watching the show, then don't watch the show. But he's not going to jeopardize his job or anything else, or, you know.
He's done it. He did before. He and Becky jeopardized their job before.
They got in trouble. They got in trouble. They got in trouble when they broke up. Liaison, and they went to I don't know what magazine it was, but then they both did that interview and they got reprimanded. You know, they can't, because they were both very upset, and you can't do that. You know, and the fans, you cannot make all fans happy. There's something you just can't.
Well, you know what?
YNR,
actually, I have to disagree with that one, Trey, a little bit. On YNR, on YNR, even though Nick and Phyllis aren't together as a couple,
mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm happy that the fact that they're still in each other's lives. So,
mm-hmm.
They have a child together, and they're, and they're friends,
Right.
And so, I mean, yeah, I'm a little bit disappointed that they kind of threw them under the bus to put Nick and Sharon together, but at least we have our couple in that kind of way, as a friendship way. And, you know, so, I mean, with General Hospital, I would be happy right now if Liz and Jason could have been to each other for the past 2 years.
I would have been happy because at least I know
that they're not playing fan bases or whatever off of each other. Because basically, they killed Liz and, well, they didn't kill him, but that scene when they broke up, we knew that was, they wanted to do that. They wanted to stick, they wanted to break our hearts and do that on purpose. And if they hadn't have done it like that, if they had, I probably would still be happy to see them as friends right now, because then I would know that eventually they would find their way back. I mean, raising a child together, you know. So I mean, they're just proving, they're just, you know, in my opinion, the powers that be are, they're so favoring Jason and Sam. And
well, we all
would be happy knowing that Jason and Liz can have a family, can raise a child together, even if it's dangerous. Jason could just be, they could meet up and talk about their son together. Maybe they could still meet secretly somewhere and talk about their son or whatever, and show pictures like she was doing it when they were meeting up at the safe house. She brought pictures to him, and, you know, I mean, maybe meet at their studio, her studio, you know, and or whatever, and all that. So, I mean, I would be happy with just that. I honestly would at this point, you know.
Well,
I don't know if anybody else agrees with me, but.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Well, you know, GH is just not that type of soap. They aren't the mature, talented.
We're at one point, but, yeah, they might not be right now.
Is, you know, I mean, it's they're sad. That's sad. That's one of the main reasons why I don't watch this show anymore. It's such an agenda oriented show. My God, I mean, you oof, jeez.
And you know what? I'm sure that just the Sam fans were thinking the same thing when Jason and Sam broke up, that it was an agenda driven. So, and then. You know, they're hypocrites because they're making fun of us now, saying, oh, it's not agenda. Do they think it's all agenda driven? Blah, 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 blah. And they're probably in the same, I know they were in the same boat as we were. So how can they go and just make fun when they know how we feel? And so instead of like putting salt on our wound, so to speak, you know, they should be enjoying their couple with what they have, because I would give anything if this was Liz in the storyline with Jason.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, of course.
They need to stop adding salt to our wound right now or whatever, and just let us enjoy that scene we had with Liz and Jason instead of spinning it to how they want it, to how they think the scene went. Because right after that scene happened, we were going on Twitter saying, oh, did you see the eye sex that they gave each other? And then the Disamor fans are like, what eye sex? There was no, he wasn't looking at her any way or whatever. He was just watching her go to the room to see Cam or something. You know, it's like somebody, it's like you're being bullied at school, and the bully is just like egging, you know, just beating you up, and everybody's cheering for the bully to beat you up or something. You know what I mean? That's how I feel. I feel like we're just being kicked and kicked and kicked and kicked and kicked until we can't fight anymore. And a lot of people, that's why a lot of people stop fighting, so they've stopped watching, even though they're fighting with maybe sending cards and letters and stuff and snail mail or whatever, which I'm thinking about doing, sending a snail letter, mail letter. Somebody in RTN, she wrote a letter that she typed it up on RTN, and it was actually a pretty good letter. I don't know if she sent it to, it was to Ann Sweeney. It was actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It was pretty much basically how I felt too, you know, what she said on there. You know, I don't know what thread it was in, but it was a pretty nice letter to Ann Sweeney, and I'm hoping she sent. I think she said she sent it in.
Yeah, I think that's how most fans, you know, felt. But you know, who was, you know.
All right, guys, I gotta go because my phone is dying.
Okay.
Oh, oh, I know. You're having the Ram Room tomorrow night, right?
8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific.
Oh, I forgot today's only Monday. I thought it was like Friday or something.
What?
I thought
no,
it was
Friday.
Sorry.
Yeah, Monday through Thursday. Jeez.
Yeah. Okay,
right.
Allie, we'll talk to you tomorrow then.
Good night,
y'all.
All right, good night.
Eight.
Yeah, I just... I just find it funny that, you know, I don't think they have to spoil, like when they're in Jason or in a scene. I think it's better when they disappoint the fans. Because,
yeah.
I mean,
because it was more exciting because I was excited then to go home and watch it. Oh, well, I would have decided either way, but it was just not knowing was like a good thing, you know?
Mm. Well, yeah, I just think that, you know, the ABC said guy was doing an episode tonight and all that, and really, you know, like he said back then, if they had a baby, that would be the kiss of death for them.
It will be. And he says,
yep.
He says his predictions are pretty spot on, so maybe that prediction is going to come true, too.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, the ratings on Tuesday, I think, the ratings. So I'm, you know, I'm just thinking, wait a moment, you know what? If, you know, Jason's gonna need someone to talk to, and him and Liz has always came to each other whenever they are in trouble, and then the spoiler out there, Jason goes to Liz about Siobhan. You know, and, you know, I believe that is true. You know, I mean, I just hate that people are giving up hope. Just when we are probably going to get what we have finally have won for the last, you know, 2 years. And, you know, you can undo this 2-year mess. There are so many other ways you could go to undo it, in my opinion. So, and, yeah, Wednesday night will be all next show. And Christy will not have Blaze on Radio back for, I think, a week or 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, yeah, it will be very interesting if Steve treats Allie back, but, you know, I was thinking, you know, he never said the controversy was laid on the same level. Someone put that out there. So, you know, I just think we just have to sit back and watch the next couple of weeks and see what happens. Oh, cool. You know, what was I going to... Oh, and I'm living on, like, an hour sleep, by the way. Because I had to watch all my soaps last night, and then the phone woke me up at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I could not get back to sleep. It was, you know, it was crazy. It's crazy. I'm like, when the phone rang, I thought, oh, it's like 9, 10, 11. No, it was 8 o'clock in the morning, and I got to bed at 6:35. So, yeah. So that was a must sleeping time. Yes. What was I? So, Terry, did you have any last words before we go off streaming?
We're going to go off soon, huh?
Well, in 46 seconds.
Oh, 46 seconds. Oh. No, I don't just, no. I don't have any last words. I don't think I do.
Say last word. This sounds so,
yeah.
So terminal.
I know.
Last words. Rest in peace, General Hospital.
Oh, God.
Rest in peace.
You deserve it. You deserve to rest in peace until you could, you know, dream about how you need to get better or something.
Mm. Aren't they bringing on new characters or something? I was reading on RTN today.
I heard that too.
Some woman and that, what's that guy that they brought on? I don't know, because I don't know these people. I'm reading, I say every day I pick up, when I go to read art, something on RTN, there's a new character coming on. I said, they don't use the character that they have on the show now. I said, why do they keep, you know, bringing on? I mean, isn't money getting kind of tight? They keep bringing on these new actors. I mean, it's whacked out, man.
Yeah, I know.
What? Really?
It's really whacked out, huh?
Yep.
And this,
yeah, I mean,
Shirley, what do you think of the new? Oh, you probably, well, you don't watch it. So, what do you think of the Dr. Terrell?
I don't.
Oh yeah, the new.
You
don't
watch
it.
I don't think. I don't like the doctor.
What is he?
He's
actually an African American doctor. He was hired. Lisa's kind of like brought him on. She kind of got him in because she wants him to seduce Robin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically he's a pediatrician and he helped with Morgan and his leg and everything. He had an interview, but Lisa and him knew each other, so Lisa kind of suggested that.
I know, and I'm like, don't hire him.
He has the job, but
crazy.
He's not interested in Robin.
Crazy
he wants
Lisa.
Lisa.
Oh gosh.
He wants Lisa. He's like, what am I gonna get? What am I gonna get out of this? You know, and she's like,
wow.
What do you want? He's like, well, I want you, basically. And he's like, why do you want me to do this? And then Lisa said, well, if Robin, she's like, basically she was saying she's a saint, whatever. If she were to be vulnerable against you and if you were to sleep with her, if she were to sleep with you, then she will look, basically Patrick will, she'll look bad in Patrick's eyes or something, or
oh, and she'll have more
or whatever, but
another,
I don't think that would be true though. Patrick, I think he would not fall for, I think if Robin were to do that, I don't think Robin would do that though. Her character is not that type of a person to do that. She's got a lot of walls up right now still with what she, before she met Patrick, she had walls up.
Right.
And after she met Patrick, the walls were still up there because of her HIV. Patrick, and she wasn't going to tell Patrick right away. She didn't tell Patrick right away. Patrick found out by accident, and it didn't matter. And because she's only had a few, I think Robin's a strong enough woman not to fall for this doctor. So basically, I think Lisa brought him in because she's insecure right now. Robin is so insecure about, you know, about Patrick, and she's involved with Patrick right now. You know,
right.
Even she doesn't really want
to
go on a date with him yet until she could kind of, you know, I don't know. But Robin, because, you know, Robin is not the type to fall under somebody's spell like that, even if this guy thinks he's God's gift to women, this new doctor.
What does he look like, Tara?
He's oh, God, I don't know, it's hard to explain.
I mean, beauty's an eye of the beholder, so everyone has different.
Yeah, he's not all that great. He's not all that great looking of a guy. Not
right.
as cute as Patrick is. Not
right.
as cute
oh,
as
no.
Jason
Patrick
is. Robin has had some really cute guys, and this guy, he's just not all that. I mean, he's not, you know, like I said, Robin is somebody you don't want to fool around with. You know, I mean, she's a character that's not going to, you know, she was weak with her postpartum depression. She went through all that stuff, you know, but she's a strong person. And this guy must be, Lisa brought in this guy because he must be some guy. He must be something and all that. If she thinks that he could seduce Robin, because I don't think Robin's easily to be seduced. You know,
right.
I mean, Robin
has
never
struck me as that kind in any way. You know, she's, I don't know. She always struck me as being level-headed.
Yeah,
maybe
she's level-headed.
Maybe
she's going to be, she's just pissed on her career and her daughter. to succumb to the wiles of a seducer or whatever. And this guy, Lisa, makes it sound like when they were talking, they make it sound like he's God's gift to women, like he can seduce any woman that comes his way or something. But I don't know. I mean, if they make it to where Robin's going to fall for this, then her character's out of character, too.
Well, because
I don't remember Robin ever being that way. He's going to have to come. If he wants to seduce her and make her fall for him, he's going to have to get through those walls that she has, especially with what Patrick did to her.
Right.
I don't think she's going to do what Patrick did. I don't think she's going to want to sleep around. That's not the character.
No, Robin's never been like that.
Robin,
she
really can.
Yeah, Robin is not that type of a person, you know, to do that. And Lisa does not know. She thinks she's got the upper hand in the situation, but she's playing with fire when it comes to Robin because Robin's friends with Jason and Sunny. And, you know, even Johnny and Maxie are friends, too. And Johnny has got the upper hand over Lisa, but I'm hearing rumors that they're going to put Johnny and Lisa together. And maybe that's what
he
wants to do. Maybe Lisa's going
to,
hopefully Lisa will fall for Johnny and let go of her infatuation or obsession with Patrick. Boy, did I had a big mouthful when I was saying all that stuff, didn't I?
What's her face? What's her name? Johnny and what's Dante's mother's name?
I think Olivia's going to, I think they're going to do a story with Steve.
Do they have chemistry, Tara?
I guess.
I like the chemistry between Steve and Olivia.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
I guess I don't know. I kind of wanted to see Carly.
I still want to see that because that would be so good. That would be great. That would be
He's a contract actor.
He's a contract player now, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he got on contract, I guess, and I think for 4 years. I think it's 4 years for 4 years now, I think.
Well, I hope they give him more stuff to do than they brought on. What's that actor that plays Matt? Because they didn't do crap with his character.
Yeah, I know, really.
That was a waste of time. I mean, you know.
I know, and the reason they brought him on was because of Kirsten Storms.
Yeah,
they want to recreate this whole Brady and Belle.
Days of Our Lives. Thing,
and you can't recreate that's a different, that is a different soap opera and a different atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wasn't a Belle or Sean fan anyway, and maybe if Matt was born and raised on General Hospital, it could work.
Yeah.
And they knew each other. But to bring in, just knowing that you brought in an actor because they're going to pair them with the other person that they had chemistry with on another show, that doesn't work.
Well,
that's what they
did
with Patch and Kayla from Days of Our Lives. They brought him on to General Hospital. That didn't work either. But, you know, in my opinion, I know it's biased. If Liz and Jason, Steve and Becky were to go on to another show, I think people would follow and go on.
I know they would.
They would. I would follow them to the core of my being, to another show or whatever. I would follow them, knowing that they would be given at least a shot. Say they were to go to Y&R. Oh my God, that would be awesome. Or they should have their own little web series. But their lives are too busy to do that. You know,
I would
watch
love
the web series.
A web series. What's that web series? Venice or something?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
yeah, but I think you have
good.
To pay for it.
Yeah, I think
you
have
to
pay
for
that too. Yeah.
Oh, forget that.
I know.
So.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Forget that. But Steve and Becky is such a waste of talent. I hate that.
I know. Me too.
They're wasting these two actors, man. And you know, like I said, Steve is just saying, yeah, yeah, yeah. whatever. And he's just going through the motions and, you know, and at the end of the day or at the end of the week or how often they get paid, go home to his family and enjoy his life, because I'm sure a prospect is not that much of a joyful place to be in at this time. I don't know. But,
you know, I just think things are probably going to be changing, and, you know, I think for this fan base, we need that. We need a change, and, you know, the Sam has had their time, four times.
They've
you know?
Had many chances, boy. I
yeah,
have
well, yeah.
For a couple that ain't all that, they've had some time together, you know. It really, really has. But, sad commentary.
I know, and, you know, just, you know, I will hold out probably to, like, I don't know, next fall, but I
next
think...
Next fall?
Well, we will.
Wow.
Yes, I'm not giving up.
Good for you.
Well, I kind of. Well, I'm liking Shabbat and Lucky, so maybe if they have more scenes with them, and I'll watch for that couple. But right now, I'll just watch them on YouTubers. I don't know. I don't know. It's just hard. It's hard to you know. It's really hard to, like, stay positive when you hear good things,
sure.
And then the next thing you know, somebody's got to go
okay.
on their... It's a
but
your
you know what?
You have to apologize to me or to the host or whatever, you know, or something.
You have to do what?
Yeah, that's what he was saying. The guy, the Sid guy, was saying that people need to apologize to him for attacking him for something that he had said a couple months ago regarding there was a repeat, one of the repeat episodes about Jason and Sam. I don't know if it was 03 when they were talking about having a baby.
Okay.
And he had said something like, this is what's going to be coming up. I predict this is that they're going to go this way with the baby. And people didn't believe him and they were attacking him because of what he said. And now with this storyline coming to fruition, he's like, now they got eggs on their face. They need to apologize to the host of the show. And but the way he worded it on Twitter, he worded it to the way anybody could have taken it any other way. They could have taken it saying, oh, you need to apologize to the fan base because Liaison is coming or something or whatever, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Richard, if you ever listen to this show, come and apologize to me when you couple goes down in flames. And yeah, okay, if there is going to be a baby, she will probably miscarry. You know, so to me, really, yeah, that's a baby, but that's not, you know what? Happy ever after for them. So, and you know, I mean, you know, sometimes I think, you know, it's crazy. It's just crazy what they are saying. And I just, sometimes I wish they would just be quiet and, you know, see what happened before they post shit on OTN and all over there. It's stupid. It's bad and it's wrong. Hmm. You know, and yeah, so they Sam fans might have egg on their face. We probably won't. So, you know, and I bet you the rating was really high on Thursday. I bet you it was.
Oh, yeah. When did they come out, actually?
Thursday. I found that out today.
Okay.
Oh, okay, here's this. Winter still wants for the entire state. In lots of places, we'll have accumulations. No poo canal expressly, but Seattle, we'll do. Oh, fucking shit. Fucking shit. You didn't have to do that, weather.
Okay.
I know. So we call it a night or what?
Yeah, maybe we should. Should we call it a night, I guess?
Okay.
Wednesday. Wednesday, we'll be back on Wednesday.
Yeah,
huh?
and remember, Wednesday tomorrow night is the rant room.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the rant room.
But,
well,
haven't we been ranting? Haven't you been ranting on this show? They're all rant rooms.
I know. Yeah,
all
they're all rant
rooms.
Yeah.
That's all. You can't say too many positive things, so all you can do is rant. So they're all rant rooms.
Yeah.
All right, ladies. Well, talk to you all on Wednesday.
Yeah, talk to you on Wednesday, Shirley. We'll talk to you on Wednesday, I guess. Huh? And don't forget to watch V tomorrow, Shirley, at 9. Well,
oh,
your time or whatever, okay?
Of course. That's one show I can really get into now.
I know, huh? At least we have our primetime shows to look forward to, though.
Yeah, thank God.
Exactly.
I know. Okay, we'll talk to you on Wednesday then.
Okay, girl. Okie
dokie.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.